microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
Call that a problem, but I call it a gift. Hit the clutch, then I start to shift. Turn it up, light my Dutch, then start to drift. Lost Angel, West Side Rider, the official 4-5 Friday, sound provider. Underground hitman, hard to hire. Get unsigned death threats written in typewriters. Poetic, I'm that type of rider. Got that don't call me, I call you type of fire. Fake it till you make it, I'm such a good liar. Headliners used to not make the flyer. 401k and I don't mean retire. Chase loot, still war all day, I'm in denial. Peace ain't the word to play, it's violence. I ain't have shit good to say, so here's silence.
Yeah. I slow flows y'all to death.
Don't stress, emotions rest. Till they wanna see my best, as good as it gets. Don't hold weak cards, don't hold regrets. Players, don't change past the seventh inning stretch. Learn from vets and they ain't pet doctors. They the type, they arresting clockers. We selling out these operas. Don't mean sing, I mean opera house stage, we rockin'. CA, all day, reppin' it. Party time. Excellent, it's perfection, kid. I'm not affectionate. It's what my last girl said. Too much estrogen. Yeah, that ain't PC, but sometimes that ain't EV. I just feel that way. Right now I'm on my J-O, issue payroll, speaking codes till we reach another day.
I slow flow y'all to death.
I used to be iced tea reckless. Wild out like I'd never see breakfast. Nightmares, tying dream catches. Trying to run breathless, out of control. I don't give orders, I make suggestions. Then walk away, I've learned my lessons. It's simple, they neglect it. They win in chess, still losing checkers. That ain't weakness, it's a death wish. Choke them out, another off the checklist. I came too far not to be respected. And drove too far to hear they closed the guest list. A new rain out the smoking fog. Umbrellas up, it's cats and dogs. And just because it barely ever hails in LA, what say I can't rain the game and hail from LA? Huh? They crazy.
I slow flow y'all to death.
They say, what's the M.O.? Another rapper was hit by Mr. Slow Flow.
That's what they call me this year, man.
By Mr. Slow Flow. By Mr. Slow Flow.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and I know you're used to hearing me say that I have my host with me. We had some technical difficulties, so on behalf of Rich Nix, on behalf of Blaze Rock, Star Saxon was enjoying some family time this episode. We're going to just go ahead and get started, go right into the episode. So we have on this episode, we have the one and only Young West. We also have Mr. White Dog coming up, and then also a gentleman that's been on the show before. His name is James Renwick. So without further ado, we're going to get into a couple joints real quick. The first one is The Under featuring Rasko. It's called Here We Come. Joe Budden featuring Crooked Eye called Devil In My Room. Planet Asia featuring Jazzy Moto. It's called Gold Chain California. So once again, The Under featuring Rasko, Joe Budden featuring Crooked Eye, Planet Asia featuring Jazzy Moto. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yo, yeah, Soul Father Rasko, Cali Asia number one, yeah, The Under. Here we come, here we come, here we come, here we come. It's like this, yeah. Here we come, like this, yeah. Here we come, it's like this, y'all, y'all. We bring the game, you can't deal with it. Always come real with it. Tear it down, then build with it. Better believe we gon' still get it. Spit hard, you get scarred. We still pull cards against the odds we face. Still try to pick up the pace, the light speed. Test you might bleed. Only thing I need is a mic to breathe. I'm nights with these, we make them have to slice the cheese. Ready for war, time that we settle the score. Hit them off with the shit they ain't heard before. What's the name? Rash nigga, cash the game. Half cash, leave the town on the fastest train. I'm still the same. Best when I slice the frame, the nicest game. A nigga with a priceless name, it be the rap. Once again, ready to flow, we letting them know we here, baby, stacking the dough. And yo,
hit that, spit that, hit that, rip that, get back.
Here we come.
Cause we know you scared, we prepared, we in here.
Here we come.
For the ladies, Gucci watches, cute top notches.
Here we come.
3, 5, 4, 5, run, nigga, nigga,
take
run.
Pit of aggression, all the stress in the house. Stepping and created a weapon of mass destruction. Busting down the door, you in the end once more. Cage bird with wings ready to soar. Call me L-U-V. Draw a line in the sand across the land. A woman, a man, who wanna come test me? We out here raising the stakes, we'll do what it takes. Avoiding the face, never go down gently. We coming through in the clutch, you doing too much, excuse me. Here comes some real MCs. We don't play, we some grown ass men. I quit with the pen, about to make all y'all see. Thought wrong, if you thought not, forever the underdog. Hit a real up the spot, when time is our only enemy. Even at live shows, we moving you to strength of dough.
Here we come. Hit that, spit that, hit that, rip that, get back.
Here we come.
Cause we know you scared, we prepared, we in here.
Here we come.
The ladies, Gucci watches, cute top notches.
Here we come.
3, 5, 4, 5, run, nigga, nigga, run.
We come to change your point of view. Cause we know lack of substance is boring you. Ain't no bragging about my rims and how I wear Timbs and buy fancy things and got to give you something you feel, something that's true, real, whole lot of real deal. Because they all so fake, that's why I be the one that they love to hate. No more room for them D-boys, cause they're all decoys that I gotta destroy. They just saturate the game with a rap that's the same. Sounding oh so lame, I ain't the one to blame. Find a new scapegoat, another gas rapper that wear the same rain. Cause there's no sun in my limelight before I got my rhyme right. Make sure that my mind's right.
Here we come.
Hit that, spit that, hit that, rip that, get back.
Here we come.
Cause we know you scared, we prepared, we in here.
Here we come.
The ladies, Gucci watches, cute top notches.
Here we come.
3, 5, 4, 5, run, nigga, nigga, run.
Last night I heard a voice in my head. Said it's an emergency. Said he had some words for me to
He said fuck the world. Or maybe he said it in jest. I told him that I already did multiple times. Truthfully, I wasn't ever impressed. But to contradict that, I'm mad again. To the point where nothing matters again. More money, more problems, more cases, more lawyers involved. And more fame just means more paranoia involved. I done made friends, lost friends, same hour. Tried to use my troops as a means to gain power. Same tricks, same cowards. Why be like crook? Any nigga that ain't ours. Never slipping, never threatened. I think they forgetting for a second. Nonfiction ain't a weapon. Thoughts can be hypnotic, nah, just neurotic. Called off psychotic, flawed by off logic, but I got this.
Last night I saw the devil sitting in my room, and we greeted with a smile. Said that he been there for a while. Last night I heard the devil talking in my head. Said it's an emergency. Said he had some words for me.
He said one day your friend's gonna be a demise. Said a few of them is me in disguise. Deceit in his eyes. Said I like to teach him be wise, but the leeches I don't need in my life. Please be advised. Real coy, listening, still annoyed. Said these holes fill a void, a hole you still avoid. Said you searching, you don't know what to do. You thinking you fucking them, when really they fucking you. Look, said they see you in feet. Said you get a love to the ones that need it the least. But wait, you can't put me on trial for my errors I learned. Trial and error to how I couldn't tell you. You talking to the realest, nah, just the realest, nah. You just a nigga, don't recognize what the real is. Thoughts could be hypnotic, thoughts get out of pocket. You'll be powerless, get lost, you try to stop it. I got this.
Last night I saw the devil sitting in my room, and we greeted with a smile. Said that he been there for a while. Last night I heard the devil talking in my head. Said it's an emergency. Said he had some words for me.
He said, what you doing this music for? I got news for you. If you don't sell your soul to me, then you just gonna ruin your future, bruh. See, I just cracked open this goose, and I mixed that elixir with juice. Then I was introduced to Lucifer. In a dark room, his tongue sharp as a harpoon, we started discussing things. He told me about his minions and his underlings. Told me that he was Geppetto of the ghetto. Had snake niggas on his puppet strings. Taught him betrayal and other schemes. He ain't new to this, he true to this. Said he been doing this since Jesus was crossed for 30 pieces of silver. And he sealed the deal with a Judas kiss. When Caesar was stabbed in the back, he was the one who placed the knife in Brutus' fist. Now he got his hands in our music biz. Told me to ignore the war on the ball. Aim my music more toward the halls and drug lords. And the fans are pouring through the doors. Sell out my tours and get awards galore. I told him I just wanted to be the modern day Marvin Gaye. He said you might wanna rethink that, cause I know where your father stay. I'll possess him to pick up the chrome. Pop you in your dome for trying to tell the people what's going on. He said that's where you going wrong. It's more demons than angels in this bitch. You on your own. Wanna hit the big screen, switch your 16s. Get some slim jeans, forget your big dreams. I make your wrist gleam, get your big cream. Hope you're listening. I just had to switch to his team. It was tempting. The contract was in blood. He said, I know you sick of trafficking drugs. Sign it. Nah, I got this.
Last night I saw the devil sitting in my room, and we greeted with a smile. Said that he been there for a while. Last night I heard the devil talking in my head. Said it's an emergency. Said he had some words for me.
He said, and I can see that my eyes are open, and I can see that
got the white boy around the corner, and he's spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When the money's low, we push Mariah's. Fuck all that other shit. This is fire. Around the corner, they're spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When the money's low, we push Mariah's. Fuck all that other shit. This is fire.
My eyes are open, and I can see.
Yeah, check the new note. Dirt digs, chain music, flood y'all with new dope. My independent label be the rap blue note. Black boutique, classic in the streets. Bad bitch, passenger the seat, relaxing with a G. Quarter rock, Catholic medallions, running through the bread. No religion, King Tut dangling with the Buddha head. High science alliance, my economic plan is something Chinese. This is the future, my nigga, not the 90s. The hustle is new, come fuck what you do. Cop and go, move out the way and let the customers through. It's just a show. Show you that I come from a team of crooks. I'ma let Jazzy Modal drunk ass sing the hook.
Got the white boy around the corner, and he's spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When money's low, we push Mariah's. Fuck all of the other shit. This is fire. Around the corner, they spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When money's low, we push Mariah. Fuck all of the other shit. This is fire.
My eyes are open.
I'm almost where I wanna be, baby.
Catch up.
Lips purple, must be smoking the grape swishers. Chase money, but I don't chase liquor. This is libation for my ancestors. Tequila shots for the living spirits. The hand that writes with the spider senses. Came from a black man from Cali out the Valley Central. Knowledge to smart art, utility lines, hard construction. My work site requires helmets and car hearts and some tough skin. I enter the room, it's like boom. Some dudes switch it up and make adjustments. My Gold Chain military gang be the Russians. My niggas changing the game like government discussions. Around the corner, they're spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When the money's low, we push Mariah's. Fuck all that other shit. This is fire.
My eyes are open, and I can see.
Got the white boy around the corner, and he's spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When the money's low, we push Mariah's. Fuck all that other shit. This is fire. Around the corner, they're spending money all night. This is Gold Chain, California. When the money's low, we push Mariah's. Fuck all that other shit. This is fire.
My eyes are open, and I can see.
She's a gold digger. Run to the hills. Run, me I tell you. Me I tell you, she walk around.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Got the gentleman that you should know about, especially if you're out on the West Coast. His name is Young West. What's going on with you, man?
What's good, fam? What's good, DubCNN? What's happening?
Man, we just trying to link up with you. I know you are on Los Angeles-based records, Lab Records, and you've been doing a lot of things. Can you talk a little bit about... I know one of the you're working with an artist yourself in a way that's kind of a mentor of sorts. So with Omar Cruz, how did that connection come about, and how has that kind of benefited you as you're moving forward in your career?
Well, shit, I've been knowing Omar on a friendship level for a little minute now, and shit, he always told me he was gonna fuck me on the music shit. You know what I mean? I've been grinding for a minute too, but I just had patience, shit, been grinding, supporting. Boom. Next thing you know, nigga, he came back. Like, what up, nigga, you ready? You know what I'm saying? So luckily I was ready and I stayed on my tip. And shit, the places that Omar Cruz guided me and put me in today, the positions, is just like, it's crazy. It's God's blessing. That's a real humble, good dude to me personally. So I just love that nigga. Good influence, good mentor on Young West career.
Now, when you think about one of the, what's the, it could be from Omar or from anybody, what's so far, what's the one best piece of advice that you've received from somebody?
A wise man once told me, and he in the game and all that, but he told me just, you know, take one step at a time. You know what I mean? In this game, everything is one step at a time. To perfect these steps before you move to the next one. So once I started doing that with my craft and taking one step at a time, I've been progressing way more, you know what I'm saying, instead of just trying to jump into shit head first, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I know the project that you have that's it's All or Nothing, and it's an EP, and you have the track Bang Out, and so in terms of the response that you're getting, how is the response that you've been getting for your music as of late? I know that you're starting to really develop that momentum and buzz, but talk about the response that you're getting and how that influences you when you're getting in the lab and creating new music.
Man, the response is crazy. Like, the feedback and the shit that I be hearing about Young West, especially with the first thing I put out, Bang Out. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love the record, but when I first made the song, I was just like, yeah, it's just regular one of Young West type of songs, you know what I mean? But when I heard the fans and the feedback that I was getting from this song, it made me realize, like, you know what I mean, that this shit was really a banger, and that shit changed my career around with just that one little record, the Bang Out.
This is something when you talk about there, a lot of folks, like, for example, Omar Cruz, is that really a lot of success in the mixtape circuit, things like that. When you talk about how Bang Out is really starting to move your career in the right direction, do people always say, okay, what's next, and not give you an opportunity to really say, hey, let this breathe, let this build? Or is it always what's next, and you always have to be thinking of what's next instead of giving something a time to grow?
In different situations, it might be like that, but at all times, I like to have full control over my career, regardless of who I'm fucking with, you know what I mean? So, if I feel like the Bang Out should be still getting bled, then that motherfucker be still getting bled, you know what I mean, before I put anything out.
Yeah.
So, shit. But, I mean, I got the right people around me. I feel like the niggas that is around me, they guiding me to positive places and shit, so... At times, like I said, I might put the foot down, but I just let God handle it. Put Him in front of everything I'm doing and shit. You know what I mean? Let it roll from there.
Coming from like the more of the street, the harder edge side of things, when oftentimes an artist, a hip hop artist, artists in general, about balance and how they do things. When you're trying to reach, if you are trying to reach a different market, like maybe cater, like try to reach the females or try to reach just the non-street oriented folks with different things, is it hard to do that? And what I mean by hard, I mean, do you ever fear losing those core folks that followed you in the beginning because you're trying to...
Never. I always keep myself humble, but yeah, I mean, as being an artist, like, it's an art, you know what I mean? So, if I do some shit today that you might not like today, 15, 20 years from now, it might be the hottest shit that was out at that time, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You always gotta give an artist a chance on what he's doing, so... I put out shit that's the craziest shit that I never thought I'd be putting my mind to and doing, and sometimes it'd be the best shit I ever did.
Yeah.
So I never stopped myself from trying new things, you know what I mean? As an artist, you're never supposed to do that. You're supposed to always keep yourself on some, like, I gotta challenge myself. If I feel like I can't do this, I'm gonna try it anyway, you know what I mean?
I feel you. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with you with all the social media stuff you got going on. I'm sure that if somebody wants to be blessed with a Young West verse, maybe they can hit you up for that if they are so talented and able to do so. But hit them up with how they can stay in touch with you, man.
Shit, I'm on Twitter every day, Instagram, @CEO_YoungWest. That's YUNGWEST. And shit, you can hit me up on there whenever y'all want to. I'm the type of artist that I get back at all my fans. You know what I mean? I don't shortstop nobody. So hit me up and I'm going to holler at you ASAP.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate the time. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I think we might have to get into one of Young West's joints and coming up as well. So we'll get to come back right with you. Thanks for Young West. And it's time you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Body.
Where you hang out, that automatic bang out. I bang out, bang out. All the homies banged out, bang out, bang out. All the homies banged out. Hopped out, leaving stressed out. Where you hang out, don't make me pull that thing out. That automatic bang out, I bang out, bang out. All the homies banged out, bang out, bang out. All the homies banged out. Riders.
Look, I'm down for the cause. Ride or die for my dogs. Day one's behind the wall, this for y'all. Fuck what them critics say, A-Day. I'm still in the L.A.B. what they know about me. I spit lyrics on how I'm living and what I've been through. Raised in the gutter, California looking simple. Yeah, I keep my mind open, eyes open on me though. Never trust a soul breathing niggas working with them people like it's legal. Feisty and I always got the burner tuck. Light skinned is tatted up, never really gave a fuck. Story of a hustler on his way to make it out. Niggas doubted on me for a minute, say I sat around. Shit, I'm steady fighting with these demons when I'm sleeping. Waking up to niggas' faces that I killed last week. And I asked for forgiveness when them shots rang out. That automatic came out, left them niggas laid out on mamas.
Hopped out, leave them niggas laid out. Pull up where you hang out. That automatic bang out, I bang out. Bang out, all the homies bang out. Bang out, bang out, all the homies bang out. Hopped out, leave me stressed out. Where you hang out, don't make me pull that thing.
All black hoodie, black gloves, black tech, nah. Niggas gon' catch fire, ever try to test my wildest ambition. Don't get stabbed in your kidney, plus you flinching. When it come time to move, I consent to use a bitch made nigga. Real killers in the flesh, all riders round here. Put the city on my neck, so to the death, I'ma bleed these whack rappers, so who next? I survived more shootouts than a Vietnam vet on my mama. Real California riders tryna be a godfather head nigga. Tie mobster to provide the whole set, cause it ain't that many left. Yeah, I started from the gutter, so I feel I'm on my shit. Rap dreams turn to rap kings committed to the throne. Hold your own, little nigga. Never trust a fucking soul. All he seen was fire flaming when them shots rang out. That automatic came out, left them niggas laid out on mamas.
Don't make me get to bomb and shit. your sickle cell anemia. Sick enough to sell the river sticks to snatch a sickle from the fucking Grim Reaper. Peep the steez that a nigga got, that dirty, grimy, stuffy head cold. Eat my own snot. Loose on the prowl till the neighbors keep their doors locked. Fuck VH1, this is for the love of hip hop. Guns in the air, extra clips in my pocket. Nigga lick shots for the real, they can't stop it. Since a little youth, I was always a B-boy. Coming with that real wild homeboy, use a decoy. Try to fuck with me, get your whole hood destroyed. Hit you while you're yawning, straight atomic bombing. Turn your block to Beirut, nigga, where it's common. Superstyle supreme, and I bow down to no one. Keeps a long blade, call me the ghetto shogun.
Sword like Inuyasha, nigga, I will squash ya.
Ghostbusters containment unit. Salem witch trial, smoke you without catching cancer. One part vampire, other half necromancer. No Rambo missions or tarantula kisses. Have anthrax go through your home's airflow system. My ADHD I can't conceal. I hate standing still, rather be running in a hamster wheel. This ain't poetry, no. It's a serial killer's journal. A hell infernal matched with energy that's geothermal.
All I see is body bags. Simple monk, somebody call the coroner to pick them up. A titan fighting to the death and giving up. Last resort, get the ski mask, stick them up. All I see is body bags. Simple monk, somebody call the coroner to pick them up. A titan fighting to the death and giving up. Last resort, get the ski mask, stick them up.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I have the pleasure of talking to a gentleman by the name of Mr. White Dog. What's going on,
what up,
man?
What up? What it go like, man? I'm out here blessed, man.
That's what's up, man. I wanted to chop it up with you when the opportunity was presented to to chop it up with you. I really wanted to jump at it, did a little bit of research on you, and really impressed by the stuff that you're putting out. I wanted to ask you, in terms of, especially when you're getting more acclaim, you're associated with, you know, with DJs like with DJ Charisma and with like DJ DJ Ski, is that correct?
Yeah, man, that's family over there, man.
Yeah, so I want to ask you a question about when they talk about overnight successes and when somebody, man, just pops on the scene. But you've been doing this in terms of recording it and being serious about it since, I want to say, around 2007 or so. And it seems like around 2013 is when things really started to accelerate for you, when you really formed the MTG Entertainment. Can you talk about what was it that really kicked stuff into overdrive for you that's getting you even more momentum now, man?
I mean, honestly, bro, it was like 2008 when I actually just realized that I knew how to rap.
Okay.
But it was still a hobby in a sense. Like, it wasn't my main focus. It wasn't my number one. I wasn't even really paying attention to it like that. But I got reacquainted with a childhood friend. I've been knowing him since I was 13 years old, man. Stand up guy. He's like a big brother to me, which is my CEO, Moneybagg. Shout out to him. But he basically... We got reunited, man. He heard some of the stuff I was working on, and he was just bugging, like, he tripped out. Him and my manager, which is his best boy, like, totally tripped out, bro. Didn't believe it was me, all that, then. We just went from there. We had a serious talk about it, how serious it is, and how good I was, and, man, we went from there.
Okay. So the question I have is because the way your music is very has a rough edge to it, and I like it. But what my question to you is, oftentimes when artists take that next leap, when they take that real big leap, they have to make some concessions in order to do that, in order maybe to be a little bit more radio friendly or to do things a little bit. Have you considered that? And what's your stance on that? How adamant are you about maintaining that hard edge? What's your stance on it?
I mean, it's not really about maintaining the hard edge because it's not really an image to me. It's really my life.
So, right. So, yeah.
It just comes out how it comes out. But actually, I'm working on my new project, Tunnel Vision 2, which is my Tunnel Vision sequel. Tunnel Vision 1 is out right now. You can download it. But yeah, I got a lot of new records on here. It's a new feel, more universal sound, more worldly sound. Like, I'm even working on a couple pop tracks. I got like 4 or 5 singers on this one. You know, it took them to a different aspect of the game right now. This next tape I'm going to drop.
So was it natural? I mean, so okay, let's put yourself back in, say this is the 2014 you. So if you would have thought about, say, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, saying, hey, I got some more radio friendly stuff, I got some stuff, would that have been, at that point in time, would you have said, nah, man, I'm not doing that? Or was that always the, man, I'm just going to create songs that feel good for me? Has your thought process on that changed over time?
I mean, yeah, because when I first started 2008, when I put out my first mixtape,
yeah,
Barber City State of Mind, it was like, I was just doing it. It was aimlessly. It wasn't like I was doing it like, oh, I'm going to be number one in the rap game. I'm going to do this. It was more or less, these dudes is rapping about what I'm doing every single day of my life when I wake up. So how can they rap my life better than me? Which made me start doing it. You feel what I'm saying? But the more the commercial sound really came from being developed as a grown man and being away from the streets for as far as I was in them. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I wouldn't even thought about this. 4 years ago, this wasn't even on my mind.
Gotcha. So is it, when you talk about, oftentimes people refer to rap or music in general as that slow nickel, because you could have an album out and it's doing really good and it's maybe getting a lot of sales, but the way that things go with returns and all that stuff, and you got to wait to really see that money from the actual sales maybe roll in. Is it hard because of some of the, you know, the life that you're leaving or that you've been a part of, is it hard to really stay away from the fast money aspect of things and really stay focused on this music thing and what it can bring if you really continue to go hard at it?
I mean, definitely. Everything is a challenge. But if you put God first, you can't lose. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's just how I look at it. I mean, of course, it's hard. It's challenging. Because you sit there and you have to settle for less and work harder than you would if you was on the street making more money than you currently making. But it's like, once you hit the radio and you get your buzz up right, you're not even going to think about all that dope you sold and all that shit you did. That's going to be a... Man, Birdman and them not thinking about none of them days right now.
Right. Okay. When was the last time you doubted yourself?
Never.
Never. Okay. Is there ever a time when for example, when you're trying to create that, when you're going in the studio, it is when you're trying to create something that you feel is going to have more wider appeal. Do you ever is that a harder song to create as opposed to something that you know in terms of that has that real, I don't want to say street aspect, but that's the closest thing that comes to mind. Is it harder to create that song that has a little bit more of a wider appeal to really bring the ladies in and do some of those things when you're going in and trying to create the projects that you're creating?
I mean, yeah, it's more challenging in a sense, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
It's really the beat you pick. Because if you listen to Mexican music, if you listen to country, they all talking shit. They all talking about that. You feel what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Listen, even the rock and rollers and all that. We all be talking about the same thing.
True.
Just in aspects. We're wording it different. We're putting it behind different set of music. You know, different lifestyles. But it's all basically boils down to the same thing. The same denominator, man.
I got you. So we sitting here with Mr. White Dog. We about to wrap up MicrophoneMastersRadioShow.com on WCNN.com. But when was the last time? So I want something a little different. So the constructive criticism that you received that really set you off and really, I don't want to say hurt, but really made you upset a little bit and that really proved out to be valuable. So the last constructive criticism that you had that initially stung a little bit, but ended up to be proved to be right in the end.
I mean, I would say the biggest one is your family doubting you. Family against us. You know what I mean? Like people that really how you doubt you, but really the truth. Nobody believes it till you make it.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. I like that.
I know it's kind of around your question, but nobody ever really gave me no criticism that I really just took to the heart like that because it's business.
Right.
I'm a business. Feel me? So it's like, I take it and go. You go on the team. I'm going to still do what I do and keep striving.
I'm mad at you, man. I'm mad at you. So, how can people stay connected with you on social media and all that stuff? So give them all the information to stay connected with Mr. White Dog.
Stay up there with all my latest music shows, events, www.mrwhitedog.com. That's with two G's. And follow my social networks at MTG, Mr. White Dog, two G's. Follow me, man. I guarantee you. Take a peek inside my life one time.
That's what's up. So you listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We're going to get into a couple songs. And then, you know, we're going to have to throw a couple of Mr. White Dog song in there, too. So you listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Young California.
I go by the name of G-Fly like this. DJ Ski. DJ Ski.
What it go like? Turns down nothing but a broke bitch. And all my get is gold, you better know this. Every day I stay strapped, baby, hold this. Plus my money don't fold, got a cold wrist. Shorty taught me so my whip game right. 16 in the kitchen, young Dolomite. I had the whole east side sold up. Disrespect the squad on the set, they got fucked up. Whole QP just to smoke up. And why you looking mad, cause she chose up? Ha! But we winning over here. All Ace bottles, no beer. But I love the lean. Ain't nobody fucking with my team. Don't speak, nigga, fit ain't about the green. We out here getting rich. I miss to give a fuck about a bitch. Kill a hater, then I put him in the ditch. I'm the shit. Nigga, it's my time. Nigga, it's my time. Can't stop my shine. Came to a bird from a dime. Niggas can't stop my shine. Nigga, it's my time. Nigga, it's my time. Nigga, it's my time, can't stop my shine. Came to a bird from a dime. Niggas can't stop my shine, nigga, it's my time. I'ma shine like a Billy on sixes. I love the money and the fame, not the bitches. You can go to any hood and ask about me. Every city, every motherfucking county, nigga. Mr. White Dog ring bells. If a nigga hatin', fit him shells. Hit him with the knife, you in jail. Guarantee that you gon' make the bail. Real niggas better die before they tell, huh? Nigga, what that shit do? Sack through your hood, line it up with your crew. Wearing all blue, it's like pop off the shoe. I'm a real motherfucking low, what it do? Fuck your hood and your dead homies. Keep my name out your mouth, nigga, you don't know me. Talking all that tough guy punk.
punk shit. I checked the gang file, nigga, you ain't done shit. Never put in work on the enemy. And you was born with them bitch, nigga, Tennessee. Where I'm from, you ain't a homie, you an enemy. Westside, Harbor City, nigga, they remember me.
Nigga, it's my time. Nigga, it's my time. Can't stop my shine. Came to a bird from a dime. Niggas can't stop my shine. Nigga, it's my time. Nigga, it's my time. Nigga, it's my time. Can't stop my shine. Came to a bird from a dime. Niggas can't stop my shine. Nigga, it's my time. White dog got it cracking. Niggas know I'm with the action. I do my shit with passion. Hair trigger double action. Shoot it up, then I'm smashing. Send me a beat, I gas it. Cause white dog got it cracking. Niggas know I'm with the action. I do my shit with passion. Hair trigger double action. Shoot it up, then I'm smashing. Send me a beat, I gas it. Cause white dog got it cracking. Niggas know I'm with the action. I do my shit with passion. Hair trigger double action. Shoot it up, then I'm smashing. Send me a beat, I gas it. Cause white dog got it cracking. Cause white dog got it cracking. They know I'm with the action. White dog got it cracking. Niggas know I'm with the action.
There is nothing west.
I've been told different.
Yeah. What up, Cam? I claim the west like it's nothing left. I'm from LA and represent like if I was co-signed by Dre. I don't need it though, I'm on my own dick. And if you ride or die, then throw up your clip. Get em up, east side, get em up. It's been a minute since the west coast hit em up. I rep the struggle, I'm legendary, that's my name. Old Cruz, motherfucker, real one in the game. I left in the scope, cause that rapper's too hood. And what I represent, they couldn't make Hollywood. But we for real, son, and my flow vicious. I got the industry shook. Cold bitches, Southsiders, we run the whole trap game. And all these skinny G rappers tryna gang bang. Yeah, they ripping flags, but they don't know about it. Come out west, OG, show me bad about it. It's six foes and sickos in every set. You cross the line, I promise you, homes, you getting wet. We show the industry something that it won't forget. So if you really down, throw them up and represent.
Nip all the fuck up, fuck buckle ups. Up so I'm strapped. Running it till my luck up, axing them what the fuck up. Fuck bases are fucking crazy, even if they be stuck up. Haters, I know they mad, I tell them to shut the fuck up. Fuck up. Now with the money chill. See my old school for the gunny mouth. To live and die in LA. One of the greatest thing ever, that's what they say. In that casket, better bake me a cake. Stack me a couple dollars, I better take it away. Fucking around with Omar.
What up?
No, be closer. Suckers, they love the haters, mainly because they lose. And they bitches be choose. Know that I keep that too. It's that West Coast shit, but most of us call it cool. Yeah, and it's that West Coast life, though. Live and die by the right.
Homie, stop your hating. A hater born every second, they mama ovulating. Speaking of birth, my crew get it populating. We hit the club with half a Long Beach's population. Let's spend this dough, the dividends grow from ridiculous endless flow. The bitches know the business. Hit them with the 10-inch pole. Speaking of 10-inch pole, homie, we in this hole. Yo, crooked eye. Homies call me Chase Money. So much heat in the belt, I'm calling my way Sunny. I'm caked the fuck up, that's why the bank slum me. So much cake, I'm laughing when shit ain't funny. Throwing up dubs deep in your horse, Gucci, rocking Chuck T's, even though I can afford Gucci. It's God's work, this is the Lord's movie. West Coast, we had it cracking before Pookie. We on, we on, we worship, we stay high, yeah. We bust hips, let them fly.
See, the streets belong to us. We been here. Y'all motherfuckers just business.
Run up on them like straight up, I don't give a fuck. Down for it up. Down for it up. Down for it up. A nigga straight up, I don't give a fuck.
Never gave a fuck, my nigga, my nigga.
Down for it up. Down for it up. Raised from the bottom, mean a motherfucker gave a nigga shit, man. Word around town, I'm the neighborhood hitman. Clip so long, need a motherfucking kickstand. Clip so long,
need a motherfucking kickstand.
Dade County nigga till they put me in a pine box. Gooned out, never gave a fuck about a crime watch. When you hit up, run nigga, matter of fact, run nigga, fuck you, we ain't talking about. Find me where the goons at, strapped up. Pussy nigga sweeter than a fruit snack. Hit him with a chopper, let him watch a nigga soul rise. Fuck a ski mask, nigga, I ain't afraid to show mine. Real life old dog, niggas know the threat. Feeling like bishop in a motherfucking flesh. My mama ain't shit and my daddy ain't shit. Give a fuck about me, so as soon as you trip, run up on him like straight up, I don't give a fuck.
Never give a fuck, my nigga.
Down for it up. Down for it up. Down for it up, a nigga straight up, I don't give a fuck.
Never gave a fuck, my nigga, my nigga.
Down for it up. Down for it up.
Riding with his niggas out on 441, strapped up, Chief Keef in the background, puffing on loud. Liquor haul in the system, looking for pussy on the west side. Light skinned girls got the craziest breast size, who love hood niggas. Everybody on the same vibe, fuck dots, dip out, rub out, stay high. Not for this nigga, juiced up on some movie shit, trying to get Valentine for whatever in this moody shit. This nigga's like chill. Green nigga, don't be causing a scene, just vibe, bruh. Don't be starting no shit. A loose cannon with nothing to lose, couldn't do nothing but cruise till he saw a nigga walking alone, caught in his view when it took his strap out.
Nigga, why the fuck you bringing that up?
Hey, stop the ride, y'all boys, wait for me, I'ma be right back.
Pass the blunt to his nigga, open the door, dip with a strap like
straight up, I don't give a fuck. Down for it up. Down for it up. Down for it up. A nigga straight up, I don't give a fuck.
Never gave a fuck, my nigga, my nigga.
Down for it up. Down for it up. Down for it up.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. This gentleman had him on before we took that longer than expected hiatus and everything. A good friend of mine, his name is James Renwick, and as I said before when he was on, and I really got to get on this, we got to come up with a cool hip-hop name for him or something like that. Back in the day, I used to try to call him Rollo, but that didn't work, so we're going to get it. How you doing, man?
Doing well, and yourself, sir?
Doing good. I'm doing good. This is the season of football, so we know how that goes, and we know that you are a Chicago fan. And I wanted to. I think this one is right in your wheelhouse. When I was thinking of, and thanks for coming back on. I wanted to talk. There's a couple things that I had in mind, but one I think that's right in your wheelhouse is if you were going to build a team, man. If you were going to build, if you were the GM or whatever position that you would need to be in, that would most likely be GM, and you were building a professional football team, what would your philosophy be, and how would you, you know, what positions would you place the most value on and all that stuff? Give me inside the head of Mr. James Renwick.
Okay, well, first of all, it's a scary place to be. You don't want to be there for long, I'll be honest. If you look at the NFL list right now, there's some very major developments, all right? Some things that have changed over the past 10, 12, 15 years. And the first thing that happened is became a quarterback league.
Right,
you know, when you and I were growing up, it was Emmitt Smith and it was Tony Dorsett and it was Sweetness and it was the big back who could carry the load. You remember Herschel Walker getting traded for like 16 different players or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams getting traded for 7 first round draft picks. And now there's like 4 running backs in the league that anybody really cares about, and usually half of them are on trial for something. So, you know, you look at it and what it comes down to is this is a quarterback league. You don't win. The days of Trent Dilfer leading the Baltimore Ravens to the Super Bowl on the backs of a really stout defense and a running game are over.
True.
So you got to start at the QB spot. You got to have a guy who's mobile enough but isn't trying to run like Michael Vick. You got to have a guy who's smart enough to read the defense, make the plays, and you got to have a quarterback who understands that when all else fails, the way the rules are, throw the ball deep and hope for the penalty because it's coming. I mean, you talk about my Bears. I think the difference between my Bears now and my Bears 3 years ago, it's pretty simple. At the end of the day, Cutler throws the ball long to Alshon Jeffrey or to Brandon Marshall, and they're so big, they're so strong. These guys are built like tight ends. Demarius Thomas in Denver, that man's bigger than most of the linebackers in the league. This is ridiculous.
True.
So you got to start at the QB spot. And then I think if you're going to keep going, you got to look at what won. Well, who won last year? The Seahawks. Why did they win? Because they had the best secondary in the league. What was best about them? They were as big and as strong as the wide receivers.
Right.
You know, for all that talk, Richard Sherman spouts, at the end of the day, he's 6'2", he's 220, he can match up with these guys. So I think you got to start at the, you start with the quarterback spot, and then you build defense, and you build from the secondary. It used to be you built with your line. You built the defensive line. That, you know, my 85 Bears, it was four down linemen and three blitzing linebackers, and nobody even remembers who the secondary was. All right. Well, now you can't do that anymore because, again, just throw the ball up. The NFL's changed. You know, running back isn't the important spot anymore. Defensive line isn't the important spot anymore. You're getting guys like, you know, Charles Haley. You know, back in the day, you got guys like Charles Haley or, you know, William Richard Dent. These guys, they just don't matter that much anymore. Outside of J.J. Watt, can you name another defensive lineman?
Now, would you say that's because of your point earlier that the running back isn't as valuable as before, so therefore the line the defensive line isn't as important?
I think it's a combination. I think you're right. The lack of the de-emphasis on the running back de-emphasizes the line. And the other thing is that look at most of the offenses out there. Almost everybody incorporates four and five wide receiver sets. Well,
yeah.
Defensive linemen, they don't have time. You know, when you're running, when the pass is a 4 yard crossing route, I don't care how good a defensive end you are, you're not getting to the quarterback when they're holding the ball for less than a second.
That's true.
That's what you see out of guys like Drew Brees. You see it out of Peyton. You see it out of Phillip Rivers. Even, you know, there's no time to get to the quarterback.
Gotcha. Okay. And then plus you mentioned the safeties and the corners out here in Phoenix. They talk about that big nickel package where they have that where they have the safety that can really cover. A safety that can cover the tight ends that come in, that go in,
yep.
that run out, and all that stuff. So it changes the philosophy a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, you'll see that, like, more and more what you see defenses do is the nickel package is their base defense now.
Yeah.
Because if a team like even Arizona, if a team like Arizona rolls into town, you know, a team like Chicago rolls into town where you're going to see three or four wide receivers and a tight end on almost every play. You're going to see a running back like Andre Ellington or Matt Forte, who is going to catch 70 balls in addition to rushing for 1,200 yards. There's no point in having four down linemen and three linebackers and four defensive backs. Why? Because you're automatically overmatched. You can't put a linebacker on Martellus Bennett. You can't put a linebacker on Jimmy Graham. They're going to get eaten alive.
True.
And that, like you said, that big nickel package, and that's, like, let's be honest, Carson Palmer is not the reincarnation of Johnny Unitas. The reason that the Cardinals are still are relevant and good in arguably the best division is football is because of that defense, and it's because of their ability to match up. It's because of the ability of guys like Patrick Patterson to match up one-on-one and not have to double-team some of these guys. And that's that secondary, it becomes all that much more important.
Okay, I like it. Okay, I'm listening. So you got me so far. All right. Now, when you talk about where in your hierarchy of needs would you place the running back? Because, and this is the only reason he comes to mind, and I'll be quite honest, is because he's the son of a De La Soul member. But when you have the gentleman that came out of Auburn, for example, I think last name is Mason, he came out and where he, I think where he was drafted, and he was drafted pretty low in the draft in terms of like for, what, fifth or fourth, fifth, something round, where you can get a lot, where you can find those running backs and have those running, the running back by committee. So two or three running backs that are able to get you what you need to get without having to really overpay. Is that, where do you place a running back in terms of need? Because you mentioned Seattle, you can look at San Francisco. They place a high, they have strong running games, but in terms of where they place the value on their running backs, what's your philosophy on where the running back is?
Well, I think what you've seen out of the running back position is teams have gotten smarter and have started to look, for the most part, for quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Outside of Adrian Peterson, who is not having a great year.
Not at all.
Marshawn Lynch and Matt Forte. Outside of those three guys, yeah, there just are not that many backs who are going to be on the field for even half the snaps, 70% of the snaps. You see running back by committee more and more and more and more and more. And you see teams, there are incredible stats that if you look at the stats for running backs, the season after they have 300 carries. Okay, so they get 300 carries in a season, which really isn't that much. It's not even 20 carries a game, really.
Yeah.
You know? But if you look at it, if they have two straight 300 carry seasons, the production falls off a cliff in year three. And if you want, you want to see it, Ray Rice, not this year. This year was an entirely different cliff he fell off of. You see Ray Rice. Ray Rice had two back-to-back 300-yard carry seasons. Last year he comes out horrible, just horrible. Chris Johnson, who's now in New York, had back-to-back 300 carry seasons in Tennessee, came out that third year. All of a sudden, he's not quite that fast. He's not quite that strong. It has just become something that is commonly understood. You do not, once a running back has two 300 carry seasons back-to-back, it's over. The decline is imminent. Teams know it, so you don't see them. You either see them manage carries so that they stay under that 300 carry threshold, or you see them at 27, 28 years old, back-to-back 300 carry seasons, and all of a sudden, what are they doing? They're drafting a guy in the third round, drafting a guy in the fourth round, and drafting a guy in the fifth round, going, hey, we're just going to roll the dice. One of these three guys is going to be able to get through the hole. And we talked about the de-emphasis of the running back position. Part of that is because when you're running four wide receiver sets, you don't have to be as good if you're the running back, because you don't have four down linemen and three linebackers and a safety creeping up into the box to tackle you. You've got five cornerbacks, six cornerbacks out there, and all you have to do is get through that first line of defenders, and now you've got 7, 8, 10, 12 yards.
Gotcha. So we chilling with James Rimmer real quick, and we got to do a part two to this one. So real quick, leave me with this. Would your philosophy be more for on the defensive side of the ball or on the offensive side of the ball? Because we know that no matter what, you have to have a tendency somewhere in terms of where you're going to place, where you're going to maybe invest more of your funds, invest more in terms of for player development, etc. Would you be more defense or offense?
For me, at the end of the day, it comes down to this. Offense looks great in the regular season. Offense gets beat in the playoffs. The first place I'm always going, if I'm building a team, is the quarterback spot. But after that, I want a defensive team. Again, a good quarterback will make average receivers look brilliant,
mm-hmm.
but a bad defense will make good quarterbacks pull their hair out. It's easy to score 35 points in this league. It's hard to score 42 when you need to.
Valid. I like that. And we're going to end like that with James Renwick. Hey, are you on Twitter, man? I never did ask you.
Yeah, at Jay-Z Daddy.
Oh, snap. I like that.
Full disclosure, my son's name is Joseph Zachary. That's the Jay-Z. I'm not trying to, encroach on Hobbs territory.
That's still fresh, though.
I like it. So it's at Jay-Z Daddy. That's me.
All right, that's what's up. So, you know, we're going to get into some more joints here, but I had to bring my man James Renwick back, and we're going to bring him back again. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. the wrong nigga that cross and the first nigga jam with the AK. Watch them see if they over a microphone in hand. Damn, generation Uno dungeon fam. The lab is filled with potions of emotions out the ass. I laugh when you think that you have seen the last, but it's only the beginning, my nigga. Don't be so fast, mass gas. I slow it down to a screeching halt. And beat the president, cause he don't think before he talk. Iraq got that, now he gunning for Iran. North Korea got that shit that make LA look like Japan. Island, nah man, more like the Caribbean. Billy Ocean body Putin, take a voyage to Atlantis.
Selling glass, lean blasted, machinery swing past. Next stop, Bowling Green, bling flash. Glow my arrow, the po-po, they try to harass. My dough, chain cash, and I sit in my castle bent. You know the W, it come from dirty bass. Bird baths, let them stunt, we got burners with gas. Fly past, by NASA, caught up with the cash. Why blast when you know we in your crib? Bypass, I master what? The treasure rug, get married, whip acid. Red pipe and leather, slick, nasty, sassy, but at the same time, raspy. Plug me a thug, your mugger eating plaster.
Styles will change, they say change is danger. Errors, as a king standing on the terrace, while his partner pointing up at the rightful man. Coward shooter, never know when your life will end. Then live like there ain't no motto. And if one come, then this the motto. Now I'll put message in Bato. You go to the nearest beach and open your cardo and walk to the place where the sea meets the land. Yeah, it's easier to run the street than walk in the sand. Hey, I'm talking, young man, as if chalk in my hand. I will take y'all little to school. It's cool when the kids call me Sonny. The hood calls me Stacks. The bees call me Honey. Hollywood calls me back. Crack and I have a lot in common. We both come up in the 80s and we keep that bass pumping. That's a nigga. Tip comparison, embarrassing. Unfortunate that if you come up fortunate, the street consider you lame. Ha, I thought the name of the game was to have a better life. I guess it ain't. What a shame. I don't slang. Never slung, but I'm one with the slum that has a name well fitting. Plenty cheese getting. No wonder why they call it the trap. So watch your tail, and I'm not kidding. The rats and mice would give advice. They say you can paint and draw. Get out of here, go show them that we're more than slanging raw. That's when I broke into my big Rube impression. And I tried to enlighten, but that night I learned a lesson. That the morals that you think you got go out the window when all the other kids are fresh and they got new Nintendo Wii's. And your child is down on her knees praying hard up to God for a Whopper with cheese. Do you B, hit the street hard with a flare? Or do you A, go to school for heat in an air? Dare make a honest living, but make a crooked killing? Or do a bit of both until you're holding on a million? Brilliant, you got one foot in, one foot out. You put your left foot back in, and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey till you turn your life around. That's what it's all about. 3,000 out.
Here we go. You and I, destination. Who decides? Take off, crash, land. I don't wanna lose tonight. Take a chance, let it go. Will we make it? Never know. I'm so glad I kept you. Could have left you. Let's make room to grow. Here we go. You and I, destination. Who decides? Take off, crash, land. I don't wanna lose tonight. Take a chance, let it go. Will we make it? Never know. I'm so glad I kept you. Could have left you. Let's make room to
Looking at you, looking back at me. A lot to hear what your story is. If you think you're straight, I got shit to do. But those things can wait, and I'm prone to say that we'll take it slow, but that's bullshit. I've been here, boy, fought hard for the trust. All you gotta do is make it feel sincere, but that's past tense, I'm getting past it. Lust demons, pray to God I don't take action. Maintaining conversation, hard as fuck with these two distractions. Reppin' at 305 for the south side. You got no time for no bluff tip. With your fair shares and your broken heart, it's no wonder why you don't trust shit. You like, fuck this. Stole your heart and got away, you don't even seek justice. Working hard at your dead end job. For your aspirations, you must hit. But fuck all that preaching, them leggings is killing me softly.
Killing me softly.
Dominican fetish, forgive me, this shit can get costly. Some of them passing it just turned far. Perfect excuse for these tall macchiatos and new conversations to happen abroad. I pull up in a 1993 Toyota Camry with $30 on my car. Using half of that just to make it out up on Biscayne Boulevard. Yeah.
And I want you.
Holiday season, Never had time through the week, so we meet up on the weekends. Shit is looking shallow on the surface, but feel it's getting real when you caught up in the deep end. Sitting in your car, hope we listen to his knocks late nights. We don't even have a reason, too afraid to ask if you leaving. I know you got work in the morning, I don't wanna keep you out late. Slush shit, feeling like an outbreak. Plus I keep staring everywhere, swear to God those lips looking sweeter than a pound cake. But I digress, more talk about this and that. Past relationships and no strings attached if you into that. Clearly it's something deeper, it don't even make sense to act like it's anything less. Mentally driving away all the stress. So many thoughts on my plate, I got too much at stake. But you make me forget and confess. I just got through with my ex, skeptical about moving on. But shit, I'm so impressed that a nigga willing to invest any and everything in you. Now shall we continue, and if so, just let a nigga know with the info. Keep it real with me, baby, even if it hurts. Never wanna be the nigga fretting out of limbo. Real though, well, at least I told you from the start. Play no fucking games with my heart. So much faith in us together, I hate to see us apart, yeah.
And I want you.
Who decides to take a crash? But I don't wanna lose tonight. Take a chance, let it go. Will we make it? Never know. I'm so glad I kept you, could have left you. Let's make room to grow. Here we go, you and I. Destination, who decides? Take off, crash, land. I don't wanna lose tonight. Take a chance, let it go. Will we make it? Never know. I'm so glad I kept you, could have left you. Let's make room to grow. Here we go, you and I. Destination, who decides? Take off, crash, land. I don't wanna lose tonight. Take a chance, let it go. Will we make it? Never know. I'm so glad I kept you, could have left you. Let's make room to grow. Here we go, you and I. Destination, who decides? Take off, crash, land. I don't wanna lose tonight. Take a chance, let it go. Will we make it? Never know. I'm so glad I kept you, could have left you. Let's make room to grow.
DJ Ski.
She back it up and dump it. She back it up and dump it.
Christmas.
She back it up and dump it. Baby, she super thick. She blow my dick like a trumpet, but I say, fuck it. Go on, let me hit it from the back. You know I got good dick. It puts you on cardiac, but I don't arrest. Cause I'm a thug at its best. Stroke you the long way, make you feel it in your chest. While I'm licking on your breast, just tell me that I'm the best. Give me a little time and I'll handle the rest. I go deeper, pulling it in and out. I know when you climax and your tongue curl out your mouth, but I don't stop. Nah, I keep going like a prostitute fresh out of jail. She keep hoeing and I'm on Molly and Patron. When I see a bad bitch, it just put me in the zone. I'm the king of the throne. I'm taking baby home. I'ma fuck her on the sheet, hanging that up on my meat. She didn't know that I'm a freak. Mr. Whitey's a beast. If I hit her with a tongue, I'ma hell her mama sprung. Got her bustin' like a gun, cause I beat it like a drum. Like, but up, 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 up. Fee, five, four, five. Bitch, come like. Ay, she back it up and dump it. She back it up and dump it. She back it up and dump it. Baby, she super thick. She blow my dick like a trumpet. She back it up and dump it. She back it up and dump it. She back it up and dump it. Baby, she super thick. She blow my dick like a trumpet.
Damn, niggas always trip.
Hey, nigga, where you from? Nigga, fuck your world. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, my getters, y'all good? Everybody straight? Hey, Joe, what up? Y'all good?
White dog, what up?
J.M.,
Cocaine cowboy, 2-for-1 special. Every nigga strapped like a 38 special. Bought my first whip out the trap like look. Put it in the kitchen, let one punch cook. I made it out the ghetto, but get it out the ghetto. A lot of niggas talk, but they heart like jello. Mama was a gangster, my daddy was a brand. Clean his church clothes, middle finger to a friend. Nigga, I'm next, nah, nigga, I'm now. If you ain't with the shit, sit your bitch ass down. Cause nigga, I'm on, put it on the squad. Who you put it on? Bitch, I put it on the mic.
out. We ball like Sparta. Birds in the set, I ain't think about falling. APs are all these young niggas get the ballin' and only pull four in garages, I'm solid. We ball like Sparta. Birds in the set, I ain't think about falling. AP and Rolly young niggas get the ballin' and only pull fours in garages, I'm sorry.
Look, I cock it, then I dump it. In the club, niggas trippin', we poppin', we get the thumpin'. My whole squad rich, but we ain't turnin' down nothing. They think we pretty boys the way we pull up in them toys. Hopped out fresh, dressed to impress. 40 on my waist, white gold on my neck. I put that on the set, my nigga, we aired out. 20 Crips, 20 Bloods, they know we chalkin' it out. I fuck with both sides, these niggas know what I'm about. Only young gang bangin', still trappin' when it's a drought. It's money overall, spring, summer, fall. And that's comin' from a killer, been bangin' before the hall.
We ball like Sparta. Birds in the set, I ain't think about falling. APs are all these young niggas get the ballin' and only pull foreign in garages, I'm sorry. We ball like Sparta. Birds in the set, I ain't think about falling. AP and Rolly young niggas get the ballin' and only pull foreigns in garages, I'm sorry.
Shout out to the MTG.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Make sure you hit us up on at the site, mm@dubcnn.com. Hit us up for the show, mm@dubcnn.com. Whether you got the heat or you think you got the heat, you know, Rich Nicks, Blaze Rock, they'll definitely make sure to tell you whether they think so or not. So you can always follow us on our social media sites, on our social media presence. You can Google Microphone Masters Radio Show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. Go to Facebook. I believe it, once again, just Google it. You can get all that pertinent information. And also, did you know that DubCNN.com has an app? Yes, we do. So if you go to the Apple Store, you can find it in the App Store. So DubCNN.com. And then I believe it's also available in the Android market as well. So make sure you hit us up. And before we head out of this episode, just wanted to share a quote for you. One of the things Zig Ziglar, famous speaker, once said, failure is an event, not a person. Failure is an event, not a person. So just because you fail doesn't mean that's who you are. It doesn't define you. What defines you is whether or not you get up and continue to push forward. So before we head out on this episode, we're going to get into, this comes from Rich Nix's team network. He's a producer. His name is Sid De La Cruz. This is called Hollywood featuring Tatiana Scott. So on behalf of Rich Nix, on behalf of Blaze Rock, on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love, and you have been listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can...
But you still wanna get this from the bedroom to the kitchen. Give it to you right. Lights out for the night. My shit'll have you on a vibe. Any broad in my life, girl. That ain't my intentions. Tryna get you out of my mentions. But you stuck like the tension. Sending me all naked pictures, relentless. Tried to warn you, slow down. This grade A all around. It'll never let you down. Big ego, now you're bound.
Give it a little more. Give it to me right now. Pipe down, lights out. Give a little more. Got me circling the block now. Looking around, now stop. Can I have a little more? Like a drug, got me strung out. Tongue out, been a while. If I had a little more, I would never have to go out. Show out, put it down. Need a little more.
Need a little more now. Showing up at the shows now. All the texting and the calls now. Acting like I was your man now. Doing too much. All for the rush. Started as a crush. I come around you blush, girl. Such a dope dealer. Hitman, I kill ya. Leg shake, I feel ya. You never had one more realer than I am.
Six drop, pull your top down. Once I give it, you'll be locked down. Sweat drenched, goddamn.
Give it to me right now. Hype down, lights out. Give a little more. Got me circling the block now. Looking around, not stop. Can I have a little more? Like a drug, got me strung out. Tongue out, been a while. If I had a little more, I would never have to go out. Show up, put it down.
Never meant to get you hooked on this. I apologize for doing it. I'm sorry, Miss Lady. I am for real. Never meant to get you hooked on this. I apologize for doing it. I'm sorry, Miss Lady. I am for real.
Give it to me right now. Pipe down, lights out. Give a little more. Got me circling the block now. Looking around, not stop. Can I have a little more? Like a drug, got me strung out. Tongue out,
try to tell you.
I had a little more. I would never have to go out. Show up, put it down. Give it to me right now. Pipe down, lights out. Give a little more. Got me circling the block now. Looking around, not stop. Can I have a little more? Like a drug, got me strung out, tongue out, been a while. If I had a little more, I would never have to go out, show out.